Now, let's bring in the African National Congress in the Nkangala region. The spokesperson, James Makwedini, has been he's been on the line to clarify the position taken by the ANC deployed executive mayor in Emalahleni. Ntate Makwedini, how are you?
I'm fine, yourself?
No, I'm great, man. Apologies for having you hold that long, but I'm sure that you've also heard yourself the contradiction. What becomes the immediate reaction then of the region, of the position the executive mayor of Emalahleni has chosen?
No, I think all of us, you must understand that, or maybe let me start by greeting yourself and your listeners. I think the president has addressed the nation. And then in his speech, he said all spaza shops and other food handling facilities must be registered within the municipalities in which they are operating within 21 days.
Sure.
From the 15th. And any shop that is not registered within 21 days does not meet the health standards and requirements, those shops shall be closed. And I think that is the line of march in terms of what the president has allowed for the whole country. And then we also know that the South African Police Service and other law enforcement agencies will be required to investigate, arrest, and prosecute the offenders. And this will involve even the close cooperation with all registered manufacturers and suppliers. So that is the understanding that all of us we must comply with.
Yeah, but what does it mean? Because you've got a deployee of the ANC in the region who's defiling that particular directive. And he has instructed shop owners who were present in a hall to say, the municipality is not going to be doing that. Those shop owners, they took that and they went back and they didn't register. Now, when you say within the next 21 days, if they are not registered, they don't comply, what sort of recourse they have, because they got it from authority, being the executive mayor who's at the local base?
No, I think as the African National Congress will immediately have the executive mayor of Emalahleni have the understanding around this matter. And once the president have said that, it means all of us, we must comply. As also you have said, we have yet the spokesperson of the EXCO or Mpumalanga Provincial Legislature, MEC Tom. So that it should be a line of march. So as the African National Congress, those are our deployees, and we know that we'll have to comply all of the municipalities in the region, which is Emalahleni, Spitsbergen, Tembisi, Lemuroka, Victakane, and also Emakazeni. So they should be in one understanding and one interpretation and one line of march. And I think that the African National Congress will intervene because those are our deployees,
sure,
so that they have to comply with what the president has said.
As an ANC, are you looking into intervening in terms of, you know, subjecting the mayor into some sort of punitive measure to ensure that, you know, this does not happen? Because to a large extent, it is a mislead in society.
And you must understand this matter, as the African National Congress, we need to give support.
Sure.
And bring an understanding to all our deployees. We have to support them, have the common understanding, and implement what the president has said, and even what the provincial government of Mpumalanga has said.
Yeah.
So that all of us, we can save the lives of our people. But I must indicate one matter, which is very critical to ourselves, which all of us, we need to be careful of. The issue of the people who own the spaza shops, who are South Africans, but they want to register those spaza shops on behalf of the foreign nationals who are not complying. That we are not going to allow. And we want to send a strong message to the African National Congress that no one should front, because at least a spaza shop, our people cannot have difficulties in terms of operating the spaza shop. That is why even the president set aside a money around 500 million to support these spaza shops and tax shops and informal traders so that they can start to operate and comply with the law and get support from the government so that it can also create jobs for our own people. So that, as the ANC, we want to send a strong message to our people that, no, this spaza shop, the priorities given to our people, the South African citizens.
Without that, spokesperson, I really want to thank you so much for making time to speak to us this evening, and all the best in the work that you do.
Thank you very much.